Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
A final hour, getting ready for Christmas for sure, and you got obviously the Lions' big game against the Vikings. Lions have to win out. Green Bay has to lose out. So Lions have to not only win at Minnesota, then they have to win the season finale at home against the Bears, or actually on the road against the Bears. And the Packers have to lose on Saturday night at home against the Ravens, and then they have to lose on the road at Minnesota to finish up the season. It's not impossible. In fact, I expect the Lions to beat Minnesota, and I think the game against the Bears is going to be really interesting. And I think it'll be interesting because I think the Packers, if we get Lamar Jackson playing for Baltimore, that could be very problematic for Green Bay. And the other thing is Green Bay doesn't know who's playing quarterback. You know, Jordan Love got rocked. And so did Malik Willis, the backup quarterback. He got rocked. So we don't even know who's going to play on Saturday. It's a short week for them as well. They lose a day because of the game on Saturday. And if the Ravens take care of business, then that puts all types of pressure in that finale against the Vikings. And same situation with the Vikings with their quarterback. We don't know who's playing on Thursday at this point. J.J. McCarthy was in concussion protocol. And their backup is nothing to write home about. Is it Browser? Is that who it is? If he has to play, then, I really feel chesty about the Lions. We have some ticket texts that have come in at 248-539-9797. If you recall, our offensive line's worst showing of the entire year was against the Vikings, just saying. That's Jeff and Petoskey. So that game, the Lions lost 27-24. And not a great performance from the offensive line. Jared Goff was sacked 5 times in the game. Still had a decent game, 284 yards passing and 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. The Lions only ran for 65 yards in the game, which is well below their average on the season. The offensive line they had that day was pretty much their starting offensive line. It was intact. Sam Laporta did play. Brock Wright was playing in that game. So they had their offense intact. What I do remember about that game was David Montgomery fumbling. I remember, was there a blocked field goal attempt? And I think there was a kick return that went a long ways for Minnesota. If I go back and look at this box score, if I'm not mistaken, yes, there was it was a 51-yard return, if I'm not mistaken. A 61-yard return by Miles Price. So you had some breakdowns there that allowed the Vikings to eventually win that game. Because defensively, when you look at the numbers, the Lions weren't bad. J.J. McCarthy threw for 143 yards, had two touchdowns and one interception. But the Vikings were able to run the ball. And that was a problem. And this is where we get into the slippery slope with the offensive and defensive lines of the Lions, where the problems are. And it reared its ugly head against Pittsburgh as well. Not able to run the ball and not able to stop the run. Line of scrimmage is vitally important to the success of any team. And it's in both phases, offense and defense. We talked earlier in the show about getting used to the Lions, that this is a team that's going to have to outscore other teams, that their offense is going to have to carry the water for the rest of the team in a lot of these games. It's not that the defense can't get it done. We've seen games where the defense absolutely gets it done. But by and large, you feel like it's a race to 30 points, or at least to 25 points. And the game against the Steelers was just, it was so frustrating because of the huge runs they had. They had two 45-yard touchdown runs that I don't think anybody expected Warren to go for, you know, 140-something yards and limited carries, let alone have two long touchdown runs like that. They had a 45-yard touchdown reception on a play that I'm still convinced was offensive pass interference, but whatever. Lions had their chance to win it at the end, and they didn't get it done. And that hurt. But one of the reasons they didn't get get it done throughout the game is because they couldn't run the football. 17 yards rushing on 12 carries is not getting it done. Actually, what was it? 15 yards rushing on 12 carries. He had 17 was the long. Montgomery busted one for 17. And I think Jahmyr Gibbs had a 6-yard run. And then the other 10 carries accounted for minus 8 yards. That's a problem, because we've seen this offense be so good running the football. We know that all it takes is a little crease for Jahmyr Gibbs to get through, and he's gone. We've seen that multiple times this year. We've seen it with David Montgomery. If he gets through that second level, and now you got him lined up on safeties, look out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
He's going to bowl you over. And he's got some deceptive speed, too. The last game against the Vikings, that didn't happen. That was a problem. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number to talk to us or to text us if you like to go that route as well. Kang, when you look at this game coming up against the Vikings, what do you remember about the last game that clearly has to improve or you know, you're not as chesty about this game as
I am. You're talking about the last time they played the Vikings? Well, I think the last thing that stood out to me with the Vikings game was the fact that J.J. McCarthy came through when it mattered. And that was a big deal. Like, I think he's had a couple of, coming out parties they thought this year, you know, with McCarthy, right? And then it kind of reverts back to he's basically in his rookie year.
Yeah.
So, but that's what stood out to me the last time the Lions played the Vikings was J.J. McCarthy came through when it mattered. And I don't know who's going to be at quarterback this week. If it's J.J., you can't let him beat you. You can't let him, if you're going to make him scramble, you got to make him scramble to his left, not to his right, where he can throw the ball, because he's got a very good arm. If it's the backup quarterback, you just got to do your work. I mean, you cannot let a second, third string quarterback beat you. But if it's JJ, don't let him beat you.
Yeah, and I think the thing you can't forget about the Vikings is they do have weapons. They have weapons that can carry the ball, and they have weapons that can catch the football. And that gives any quarterback, a fighting chance. But if it's their backup quarterback playing this game, I feel a lot better about it. Even if it's I'm not scared of J.J. McCarthy. I think that the Lions can handle a quarterback like that. What they couldn't handle were individual moments in the game. Like I said, a fumble, uncharacteristic fumble from David Montgomery that turned into a short field. You had a huge kick return in the game, 61 yards. That was completely unexpected. And he had a blocked field goal, also unexpected. And the Lions lost the game. I think there's a little bit of revenge factor in this one. And this is clearly, it's must win. This is, we can talk about cliches in the fifth week of the season. Is this a must win game? Week 12. Is this a must win game? This is literally must win. You don't win, you have no chance of making the playoffs. So they got to get it done. Some text coming in. The running scheme has been bad too. How many times do we see the guards trying to pull and completely whiffing on their blocks, and Gibbs has an unblocked defender crushing him 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage? Our guys clearly could not execute the scheme that he was calling. That's on coaching. I don't know if that's on coaching or if that's just the inability of a player to get his job done. If you're unable to get the job done, then somebody else has to step up that can get the job done. But if you're so far down the chopping block here, if you're working with your third string player at a position, then it is what it is. But if they're calling plays that are to be executed by players that can't execute that play, then sure, some of that blame will go on the coaching staff. But I tend to look at the players more than I look at the coach first on that. When you have unblocked players, that's a missed assignment. Because I can't believe that there's a play that's called where someone isn't accounted for. Lions have gotten away from using David Montgomery. Ben Johnson used to alternate him and Gibbs per series, and it worked. Campbell is hoping Gibbs bust home runs, and I'd rather get little chunks and keep the chains moving than waiting for the explosive run from Gibbs. That's from Frank the Mailman. I think there might be some truth to that certainly the way, I guess, that they've used the two running backs in the past looked like it was a more equitable split than what we've seen this season. What we've seen lately, for sure. I thought we were going to see some more of Montgomery. They talked about it last week like we were going to see more of Montgomery, and we really didn't. But the running game as a whole just wasn't working at all against the Steelers to even have that happen. But I thought that just having Montgomery on the field as an extra blocker would make sense too. Maybe that changes this week. I don't know. But yeah, it did seem like there was more of an equitable split last year than there is this year. Is that conscious? Is that by design? Is that falling in love with the home run ability of Jahmyr Gibbs too much? Maybe. Guys, I think it's pretty simple. Injuries and the O-line being subpar is the reason the Lions' offense has struggled. It's not DC's play calling or anything else. They need a superstar O-line to function. They need a superior offensive line to function properly. That's from Brad in Phoenix. I don't know if they need a superior offensive line. I think they need to have a good offensive line. And they have there are elements that are there. Obviously, Penei Sewell is outstanding at right tackle. I think Taylor Decker is above average at left tackle. But Taylor Decker is getting banged up each and every week. He doesn't practice anymore. Is he as effective? And your guard situation, You got a rookie guard at the right side, and then you've got effectively a rookie on the left side, Christian Mahogany, who now has come back from an injury, and he's playing. And then at center, I don't know what they're going to have on Thursday. Could be a guy making his second career start. Could be Graham Glasgow coming back from an injury. We'll see what that is. But the offensive line has been an issue for this team, and that's, I think, probably the number one thing they're going to have to look at in the offseason to see if they can fix. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.